Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
All this week, we've been highlighting some of the nominees at this year's Academy Awards ceremony, including those working in front of and behind the camera. Now we turn to sound design, which was an integral part to the success of the film Sound of Metal, which is up for six Academy Awards this Sunday, including Best Picture. The film's soundscape guides us through the story of a heavy metal drummer named Ruben struggling to cope with the fact that he is losing his hearing. We begin in this raucous environment of an underground club where there's a band composed of Ruben and his girlfriend Lou. They're on tour. It's full of reverb guitar, thrashing cymbals, screeching vocals. In this clip, we hear Ruben, played by nominee Riz Ahmed, just going for it on the drums. His girlfriend Lou is the lead singer and she's wailing. And then Ruben's hearing goes, perhaps for good. This is from Sound of Metal. You could barely hear him say, "I can't hear anything." Throughout the film, we watch and listen from Ruben's audio POV. There are scenes of silence. There are scenes where the only sounds are those of hands clapping to form sign language. This film needed an expert sound team. And joining me now to discuss The Sound of Metal is supervising sound editor and Oscar nominee, Nicholas Becker. Joining us from Paris, Nicholas?
Hello.
Hello. this might sound like an obvious question, but I really want to know what was exciting to you as a sound artist about this project.
I would say that most of the time in film, sound is used more like a wallpaper or more kind of illustrative layers, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think because of the topic of the film, sound is really in the middle of the work, you know. So for me, it was really interesting because I was in a position to really be able to interact with a lot of people during the shoots. A lot of like even Riz and also the DOP, so we had the opportunity to really be able to find a way and create a process where sound was much more active, you know, much mm-hmm. more important. So it was an opportunity to try an alternative way of working with sound on a film, you know. So for me it was a fantastic experience, you know, and an amazing journey to.
Mm-hmm. How did it work? How did you go about pairing the audio and the visual aspects and working with the cinematographer and the director?
I mean, something we did which were really specific. It's I met Darius like 1 year before the start of the shoot. So we spent like one entire week to try to understand how we could create this world, you know. And even like 6 months later, the DOP from the film came with us, and we spent also three more days to try to understand how we could create the vocabulary of point of hearing or point of view and how we could combine it. And then after I came during the shoot to really like to be able to record properly the the concert, because the film, in the film, the opening of the film is starting with a very important concert. And then after, I had a chance to be able to interact also a lot with the picture editor, you know. So all the process was really interesting, you know, and because normally, and we knew that because it's not a very rich film, so we had to be clever, we had to be very cooperative, and we had to really, in a way, also take risk, you know. But when you are taking risk with everybody engaged in the process, it's much more safer and much more interesting.
Now, Nicholas, you've been a Foley artist. How did your experience as a Foley artist help you make choices in this film, or help you create what you created in this film?
Of course, I mean, because I've been a Foley artist, I don't know for the people who know, I mean, I don't know if everybody know what is a Foley artist, but more or less, I spent like 20 years in a studio, in a pure silence with my body performing and creating sound. So my relation to my body, you know, and the sound produced by my body is for me something so important, and I know that so well, you know. That's for me, of course, working with Riz, you know, to create the character of Ruben was something very close to me, you know. It was a bit like my secret world, you know. And also the fact that he's so passionate about his work, you know, and he liked to experiment so much, you know. Mm-hmm. I feel that I was very close to his character, you know. So for me, it was very intimate to work on this film.
My guest is supervising sound editor Nicholas Becker. We're talking about Sound of Metal and the sound design. So as we watch the film, we know something has changed about Ruben's hearing when there's this high-pitched ringing and it sort of overtakes all other sounds in the scene. What kind of research did you do to figure out what that needed to sound like?
Okay, so first of all, I would say that Darius and his brother, who they have written the scenario, the script together, they were already super documented. And I also spoke with Coda people, you know, to get their feedback, you know, their sensation. And also, I would say on my side, when I've been working on film like 127 Hours or Gravity or Arrival, you know, the idea of inner perspective is something I've been working with already, you know. So I would say that for me, it was a very simple thing, you know, because I know that when our ears are not working anymore, we are able to receive a lot of information, vibration through our tissue and bones, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's something I was able to simulate. So in a way, what we are proposing to the audience is something extremely naturalistic. I think that's why the people totally accept this sound, not as a weird effect, but something which is, you know, familiar to them, even without to knowing it, you know, because I think that the sound we get when we are underwater or when we are putting our hands in our ears, you know, or it's a sound where we are when I speak now, I can feel the resonance, you know, of the sound in my body. You know, when you go to a very loud concert, you can feel also the vibration on your body, you know. So I think people really know this feeling without to really be aware of it, you know. So for me, it was more to be able to reactivate or recreate this feeling everybody knows, you know.
There's a scene in the film which is almost total silence for about 2 minutes, and it's broken up only by the pharmacy doctor describing Ruben's condition. And I read somewhere that you sat in silence for a long time to sort of hear silence.
Yes, I mean, because, you know, I'm doing also a lot of musical and acoustic research for other projects and working a lot with conceptual artists. So I'm working in a very special place in Paris, which is a research center. And they have this super amazing, we call it anechoic chamber. It's like when you go into it, there is absolutely no sound. So actually, when Darius came to meet me for the first day, I decided to bring him in this very strange place, you know, and I opened the studio, I put him there, you know, and I close the light and he stays there for 10 minutes. So, of course, very quickly you start to hear your heart beating, you know, the tendons when you are moving your hands. You know, you can hear the limit of your hearing system, you know. So it's a very introspective journey, you know. So for me, it was very important because I knew that already because I spent a lot of time to experiment things in that room. So for me, it was very important to actually share this experience with him, you know.
And we're speaking of Darius Marder, who is the director of the film Sound of Metal.
Sorry.
My guest is supervising sound editor Nicholas Becker. We're talking about the sound design of Sound of Metal, which is up for Oscars this weekend at the Academy Awards. I want to play a clip where we hear some of the shifting of Ruben's hearing. Sometimes it's quite jarring in the film. Sometimes it's a transition. This is a scene where Ruben is working with an audiologist, and we get to hear him taking a hearing test, and we hear it from both perspectives. This is a clip from Sound of Metal.
Okay. I'm going to say these words. I want you to repeat them back to me. I'm going to start with just your right ear. Okay? It's. Yes.
Noisy.
Search.
Throat.
Ditch.
Fish.
Talk. Ring.
Brum.
Germ. Life. Team.
Nicholas, when you were working on a scene like that, is that written into the script? Is this something that you worked with Riz? Did you work with Darius Marder, the director? How does a scene like that come to be?
First of all, Darius knew so well the film, you know, all the character or everything, because he worked for maybe on the film for 10 years before he started to shoot it. Mm. So, he had an incredible knowledge about everything. Then after, so he was able to also improvise because he prepared that so well that he was able to integrate a lot of new ideas during the shoot. So that was something like amazing. And what is important, I think, is the construction. It's not like the sound is great because not because of the effect or the quality of it, but I think it's more about the arc of it, you know, and how. From the start of the film, we present you the sound, the world of Sound of Ruben, and then after we show how it's changed when he's losing hearing, and then after we understand like how the language of changing of perspective, you know. So I think that we spend a lot of time with the picture editor to find the exact right arc of it, you know. So I think it's really like something which have been written, and we spend a lot of time on that, you know, on the how, and there is some sequence we actually removed from the film because they were not working perfectly with the capacity of changing from point of view or point of hearing, you know. So we were extremely consistent with that, you know. So I think it's really like a structure thing more than the quality of the effect, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think it's very important because most of the time the picture editor is finishing the editing of the film and gives the sound to the sound crew to do the sound. But in that film, we really work together from the start, and it's opened a lot of possibilities, you know, in terms of language, in terms of sensation, you know. So I think it's why I'm so happy that we have been nominated both together. Mm. He gets a BAFTA also with me. And I think it's, for me, it's super important that for the people to understand that we can actually do that because we really collaborate together, you know?
Mm.
And that's because I think the last, I mean, a lot of big film, everything is super specialized in a way. So it's sometimes it's very hard to actually be able to collaborate. But what is amazing with independent film, that the crew is much more small, it's much smaller, so you can really collaborate much more, you can collaborate much more easily, you know? And I think it's super, that's why I love to do independent film.
Mm-hmm. You know, you have this long resume, and you've been in this business for a long time. What was something that you got to do on Sound of Metal that you've never been able to do professionally before?
I mean, more or less, it's like a bit like, you know, for many, many years, because sound is not a leading role most of the time, you know. So during all this year, you've got a lot of ideas, you know, and most of the time people are saying, oh, no, you know, it's a bit risky, or maybe, no, we shouldn't do that. That's, we you know, that's not the way we used to do it, you know. So you put all these ideas in a box, you know, and on this film, like Darius told me, like, open the box, you know.
Hmm.
And so for me, it was that, you know, all my secret ideas, everything I wanted to try, you know, I was able to do it, you know. And what was fantastic that the producer were pushing even us to go even farther, you know.
Hmm.
So I think it was amazing because everybody was in the same mood, you know, to try to push boundaries and try to do something new, you know. And so it was a fantastic experience for me.
What was the most difficult thing to get right, to get just how you wanted it?
I think the most important thing was the concert, the opening, mm. because that's why from the start, you know, we decide with Darius that we don't want to have like playback system. We wanted the actors to be able to really perform the music, and we wanted the audience to feel that it's real, you know, and also, so that was super important. And we wanted also the people to feel the experience about how it is when you are on stage and you are actually playing drums, you know, which is very, very hard to do, you know. So I think for me, the most difficult sequence was the first one, because we knew that if this sequence is not perfect, you know, people will not follow us, you know, in the whole journey of, in the journey of the film, you know. So I think it was, and actually, we spent, like, the picture editor, me, all the team, we spent an enormous amount of time on this first sequence. I think it's always, like, the tricky thing is always, like, the start of a film, because that's where you have to create and define a vocabulary between sound and picture, you know? And in the same way, it needs to feel really, like, smooth and right, you know? So in a way, you have to impose a vocabulary, but you have to make it like easy for the audience to go into it.
It is an extraordinary accomplishment, I have to tell you. I've been speaking with supervising senior editor and Oscar nominee Nicholas Becker. We've been talking about The Sound of Metal. Nicholas, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. Have a good night. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.